This is from my novel Mute with Silverleaf Books. The moment that Prick DeWitt unlocked her door, Moni bolted from the SUV. She ignored the teacher and raced between the cars toward the trailers. Even though she ran faster than she ever had, the mental torture of worrying about Mariella stretched out each step into a month's worth of agony. In the time she took one stride, he could snap the girl's fragile neck and let her head dangle with lifeless eyes. He could thrust a knife into her heart until it stopped beating. He could pinch her flute-like windpipe between his fingers and crush it. Maybe he had bought his precision slicer. Moni couldn't bear guessing how long that would take him, but she knew that Harrison hadn't been dead for long when the police arrived at her house and found his headless corpse. Moni pumped her leg so hard that her thigh muscles throbbed as if she were about to rupture. She didn't care if it wound up on crutches. Mariella's life literally hung on every second. She drew her pistol as she dodged between the trailers. Moni heard a door open on the other side of a trailer. She dashed around it and pointed her gun. A preteen boy screamed and nearly fell off the steps leading up to his classroom. Without apologizing, Moni hurried on and circled around more trailers. She didn't see anything. Mariella couldn't even yell for her. The girl couldn't cry out in pain from the horrible devices that the Lagoon Watcher inflicted upon her. The pressure welled up inside Moni's head. It pushed her on the inside of her skull as dread invaded her thoughts. Had she already taken too long? Those piercing eyes that had stared at Mariella from across the dark parking lot that night had but one intention behind them. It wouldn't take them much time once they caught her. If she hadn't found the girl by now, she might not find anything besides a petite, decapitated body. Moni would never gaze into the brown jewels of her eyes again. As the fluid in Moni's brain lapped around violently like a storm inside a snow globe, she jammed her thumb into her temple and beat back the pain. She wished she could jab her eyes out and rub the agony away, but she couldn't stop looking for Mariella for a second. Moni kept scampering around the trailers until the tremors rocking her head literally brought her to her knees. She steadied her hand on the wooden skirt of the trailer. Moni fought to regain her balance. Then she realized that the wood moved easily when she pressed it. She hobbled behind the trailer and scanned the narrow column near the AC unit. She saw one skirt halfway off. With the pressure in her head mercifully fading, Moni dashed through the opening. When she ducked underneath the trailer, she couldn't see a thing in the darkness beyond the narrow angular path of light that spilled from the opening. Realizing that the light reflected off her face, making it a clear target, Moni sidestepped into the dark corner. She hunched down so her head didn't hit the floorboards. Moni heard the kids in the classroom above her scuffing their feet and shuffling around their desks. They yammered on gleefully without any idea a mutilator of human beings lurked below them. Moni didn't see him. She knew it by the way the putrid scent of salty fish intestines stung her nose and made her eyes water. Some part of her also felt Mariella, waiting for her underneath the trailer. She couldn't hear the girl breathing or moving with all the commotion from above, but the Lagoon Watcher wouldn't let his catch stray far from him for long. He would keep her right in his paws, where he could slice her open at any moment. With a trail of sweat rolling down the back of her neck as she suffered under the sweltering heat, Moni fumbled for her flashlight. It would reveal her location, but she'd rather have the killer target her than focus his wrath on the little girl. She hoisted her pistol and turned on the light. In just a few seconds of sweeping the beam through the dusty compartment, Moni spotted the shiny black hair of Mariella in the far corner. The girl stared at her, not in surprise, but in relief. Beads of sweat glistened in the girl's trembling lips. She sat scrunched into the corner with her legs against her chin. She had been so petrified by him that she couldn't even reach out her arms. Her sleeves were soaked in blood. "I'll kill that pig." "She just stay there, baby," Moni said softly, as if a loud word would set off a stick of dynamite. "I'll be right there." Moni crept toward her with her beam squarely focused on the girl. Mariella's eyes darted around, casting a wide net through the darkness. The Lagoon Watcher wouldn't make this so easy. Moni kept an iron grip on her pistol, and her eyes shifted in both directions. It didn't do much use. She couldn't see a thing outside of the narrow beam of light bathing Mariella. Suddenly, she heard a footstep that didn't come from the floor above, but from a few feet away. Moni swiveled to her left, directly into a gloved fist that pummeled her cheekbone. Her head snapped around as she stumbled backwards. She dropped her flashlight, yet she kept her pistol, which she raised in the direction of the blow. Before she squeezed the shot off, a damp jacket brushed over her face, followed by a knee crashing into her ribcage. A gloved hand snared her wrist, and another hand swatted the pistol free. Her only weapon fell under cover of darkness. The Lagoon Watcher shoved her into the wooden board that burrs the back of her ribcage. The girl doesn't belong to you, the Lagoon Watcher said. A breath that stank like rotted squid wafted into Boney's nose. It's inside her, but it's not my fault. She's a victim of the money-grubbing agri-processors, the politicians that started this mess. Forces beyond nature are making it a hell of a lot worse. I'll try my best to fix her, but if you don't leave her with me, you'll lose the girl. I ain't leaving my baby with you, you pervert! Molly hollered as she clawed her nails at his face. They nicked his flesh, but she caught his wrists. He bent them backwards. Her joints couldn't take any more. My love for the lagoon is no perversion. There's nothing wrong with caring about nature.
There is if you care about nature more than you do about human life.
Money stomped on his foot and squirmed out of his grip. She bounced off the wall and raced for Mariella. The Lagoon Watcher's gloved hands pinched under her arms and hoisted her up. Moni's head bonked off the underside of the floorboard. She saw stars that didn't belong in such a dark place. When he let her go, Moni collapsed on the pavement. The Lagoon Watcher scooted around her with his sights on Mariella.